Hello, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful Sunday. This is Jacqueline Johnston, host of You Awakening, and we're delighted you're with us. And we had a wonderful call, if you caught it, on Thursday evening that was just such a powerhouse in terms of activations, and it was really all about the impetus for even beginning You Awakening, which is really coming to the realization, the embodiment, the living of the divine that we are. So these activations are still available, and they're on our replay page, and I've also made them available to you as a gift. You are free to download. You are free to share. I know that makes it easier, and it's a resource that you can continue to have. So I just want to mention now that it's available at youawakening.com/replay, and you can get the activations. So what we did was it was really so powerful we couldn't go into questions the other evening, so we invited Scott back, and all your comments have been really wonderful to read. So I promise you I'll bring Scott on in just a moment, but let's take a moment for us to relax together and to get into a beautiful shared space, relax, so that we can be most receptive to what Scott is able to bring through for us today. So let's take a nice, deep, conscious breath, becoming aware of our breathing, allowing our breathing to bring us right to the core, right in the center of the chest, quiet and still. And continue breathing with consciousness. Focusing inside, right on the center, or right in the center of your chest. Simple, simple practice. And if you don't feel yourself moving into this space now, try putting your hand right in the center of your chest and just focus on your breathing as if you were breathing into this space. Calm and still and one with all, one with all. So we set our intention of merging the self, the small s, that's our personality self, with our higher self, the union of the divine, right within us, right in our everyday lives. And I also just want to mention that it's so powerful with us coming together as a group. This is the 28th anniversary of the Harmonic Convergence, which happened on the August 16th in 1987 was the finishing up of the old, and the 17th was the beginning of this new phase that brought us through to 2012. And we're not finished yet. The energies are really accelerating. And I know many of you are big fans of Patricia Cota Robles, as I am. And she has indicated this week that between August 15th and 20th, it's the perfect time to really experience and appreciate this influx of cosmic light that we're receiving for our evolution. So let's invite Scott on, and we can begin with our questions.
Well, how auspicious that we're doing it this weekend in light of all that you reminded us. Thank you. And what a beautiful meditation. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. So, here's, give me just one moment. Patricia from Mill Valley. Sorry, I needed a moment to scan the questions. Patricia thanks us for the activation and the Q&A, and she's asking, can you please say more about the silver path that you mentioned Jesus walked? She said she's been having silver showing up in her dreams, you know, silver jets flying low, a brand new silver car found in her driveway, thoughts of divine feminine energy and silver ray, but also a really strong connection to Jesus. She said your words just jumped out at her, and she's been searching Google with no results. So please say more about the silver path. And let me add, why don't you say a bit more about the golden path as well?
How much time do we have?
to answer this question? 5 minutes or so. Now I get where you're coming from.
Okay, yes. So I'd be happy to speak of the silver path. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful path. The world, as many people see it, has become out of balance towards the masculine. And now the pendulum is swinging back towards the feminine. However, it can go out of balance in that direction as well. So in comes the silver path, which is not the feminine. It's akin to the divine feminine. And the nature of this path is, you know, silver is a metal of the divine feminine, pearls, you know, various stones, all these things that hold these energies. But what the path is, when you choose this path, what happens in you is that it's a function of expanding energies through the heart. Divine love. Divine love heals everything, but most people won't let it in. So there's the dichotomy. So it's a matter of divine love coming through your heart chakra, expanding your heart chakra. You don't expand the heart chakra. The energy does. It's just the nature of what happens along the path. That's not a directive of how to be on the path, on that path. Being on that path is just a matter of bringing things into balance through the heart. The heart chakra is a double chakra, so to speak. Its purpose is that it's a gateway from the upper frequencies, the faster frequencies. Just because they're faster doesn't make them more important or better or anything like that. It just makes them faster. Each frequency, each energy is needed and is necessary, and they're not being compared. But in the heart chakra, it connects these higher frequencies to this, and here I go again, higher is a judgmental word, these faster frequencies. It connects these faster frequencies to the slower frequencies that have a longer wavelength, which are very, very necessary to remain in the body and to remain on the planet and for the planet to exist. So it's the path of the heart. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, as some people have said. And in that heart center, what happens is you have this silver light, which I always sense associated with the Archangel Sandalphon, and the golden light, the golden energy that I associate with the Archangel Metatron. And those two energies, the silver and the gold, combine in the center of the core of being. And when they're both there, balanced in equal amounts, then what happens is the energies by themselves, they contract on each other and they implode and it goes like, pah! And it's like a silent explosion of this ever-expanding misty white light with blue and gold tinges. That's the Christ light. That's the Buddhic path. That's the Christ path. That's the silver path. It's so hard to label them. But that's the one main path. The golden path, another one. We'll get there in a second. But if you want, I was taught a prayer, and I'm not one given to ritual, as people who have worked with me realize and know. But there's one prayer that one of my teachers, an archbishop in the Church of Antioch, taught me. And it's a magnificent prayer. And it uses multiple different cultures, multiple different languages. And what it does is it brings the energy from way out, way in, and back out. And then it creates that state, if you allow it. And I'd like to share that. Would that be okay, Jacqueline?
I think that'd be great.
So if everyone would just activate that base chakra, that's the one that's below the feet that's not in the books, the one that the teachers used to wait till the students found so that then they'd know the student was ready for the next step, that one. And take your consciousness. That's your immortal part, is your consciousness. Your superconscious, which is your soul, and your conscious awareness, and your subconscious and your unconscious, your consciousness, and bring that just by choosing to be in the center of the core of being. And I get asked all the time, and if you promise not to go there, to just choose to be there, I'll tell you where it is. In the center of the heart chakra, if you make yourself real, real small, you'll see a sphere. And if you go into that sphere consciously, then you're one level down inside the heart chakra. Well, three levels down inside the heart chakra is the core of being. And the core of being is sort of like a hurricane. Not a tornado, a hurricane. And in the center of the core of being is the most peaceful day you'll ever imagine. Just like anyone who's lived through a hurricane and you get all these winds and rain and then you get this peaceful day. And then the other side of the hurricane hits. Well, that circulation, that cylindrical circulation is Maya, an illusion, and it's real easy to get swept up into it. So we want to choose to be in the center of the core of being. And that's where your node is, N-O-D-E. That's the node on the grid of humanity. That's the same node on the grid of the planet. And I could talk about all this stuff. There's so much to learn and know about all this stuff. But let's just have enough knowledge that we can use it, make use of it, and expand ourselves. Now, the center of the core of being is located completely inside the heart chakra, but it has nothing to do with the heart chakra. Sort of like the Vatican is inside Rome. So the heart chakra has two colors. It has that pink color and the green color, right? This is getting back to the silver path. The pink color is on the side of the gateway that leads to those faster frequencies. And that emerald green is on the side of the slower frequencies, the ones that are necessary to be in a body, necessary to be on the planet, useful to heal with. So here's that prayer. Close your eyes, open your eyes, do what you want. O Creator, all being, absolute and above all, by thy holy throne, through the holy Elohim, through the Christos, through Adonai Yeshua Christos, and through the rivers of life and trees of life and flame of life and the Merkaba, and all the agents and agencies thereof, therefrom, and thereto, particularly the new heaven, new earth, and new Jerusalem. Send down now the Holy Spirit, the Dove of Christ, the Christ Force, the Divine Mesla, the Divine Influence, the clear light, the uncreated light, the fire of all creation, and the golden force to descend through us and fill us. And the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost and the silver light and the life force, and that silver light, ascend through us and fill us, and be conjoined within the core of us, with the throne of God within us, with the Holy Grail, the Red Lion, the Cube of Space, the Elixir of Life, and the Philosopher's Stone within us. And now, through Soma Christu and Soma Eloheinu, Aima Christu and Aima Eloheinu, Gawiya Christu, Gawiya Eloheinu, Domatoi Christu, Domatoi Eloheinu, Pneumatikoi Christu, Pneumatikoi Eloheinu, and Aqua Vitae, through our entirety, completely and fully realized. And through the Earth Logos, Solar Logos, Galactic Logos, Cosmic Logos, and the Lord of all the Logi, bring forth now the eternal living flame of light, life, love, joy, truth, peace, wholeness, and prosperity through our entirety. And let the great light descend, and let the great light extend, and let the great light manifest now. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, dear Lord. Amen. Were all those amens necessary? Yes, it has to do with sacred geometry. Another call, another day. But just feel that peace. This particular teacher was a little bit wordy when he wrote prayers, but he wrote some of the most beautiful prayers, and I thank him.
So beautiful. If any of our listeners would like to let us know how you're feeling right now, please do.
So now you asked about the golden path, what's been referred to as the golden path. Well, that's following that golden light that comes down as opposed to the silver light that comes up. And the golden light that comes down, it comes down from source, down that Antahkarana into, through the crown chakra, into the brain. And it brings in faster frequencies into the body system so that you can hold faster and faster frequencies in the body. And this path is associated with Shiva. And it's an amazing path. This path is more inclined, the words are failing me. It's an important path, and the path deals with the understanding of things as they are. If I could compare the two paths, I'd say that the golden path is more left-brained and the silver path is more right-brained. And it has to do with your neural net, how you're wired, which path is easier for you to be on. If your neural net is wired for you to be a doctor and you want to be a lawyer, you can be a lawyer, but it's going to take a whole lot more effort than if you just be the doctor. And that's the difference that I'm referring to in the neural net. And I kind of hope that answers the question. And sorry if I was a little bit verbose, but there's just so much information I'm trying to compact.
Sure. And so it's like in the yoga traditions where there's the path of knowledge and the path of devotion. Is it similar?
Yes and no, because both of these paths have yoga, which means discipline, bhakti, which is the devotion, and seva, which is selfless service. So they all have all four of those same aspects, and we don't need to go into that now. You can read Pantanjali about that if you want.
That's fine.
It sounds
like you might have been saying at one point that there are more people on the silver path than the gold path. Is that true? Do you have any idea?
No, actually, there's more people on the golden path than that silver path. And it's the people who are going on that silver path who are being called to go on that silver path, who then choose to go on that, what I'm calling the silver path, that are really going to help restore the balance so that the pendulum in gender on this place, going from masculine to feminine, doesn't need to go so far into the feminine, bringing it out of balance again, and can maintain a much better balance, a much better fulcrum point for that pendulum.
Thank you. And we've gotten some lovely comments about the prayer, saying it's so peaceful, so lovely, and gratitude. And we have one request, if it's possible to get this prayer in print form, because it was too fast to write it down. Is that something you feel to share, or... I know it was given to you.
Well, it was given to me. It was also given to others. Yes, and Archbishop Nathaniel is no longer walking on the planet. And, you know, I'll share it with people on an as-needed basis kind of a thing, individual basis. It's a very, very powerful prayer. It's doing a lot. And you can hear all the references in there, where it's helping establish and grow your own philosopher's stone, that crystal inside you, that crystalline structure that we talked about in our last encounter. And it's also talking about the waters of life and all these different things.
So let's just leave it
I'm
that.
I'm not getting to share it globally at this point.
Okay, so if our listeners, you awakening listeners, are interested in receiving this prayer, please drop me a note at Jacqueline, Jacqueline, at youawakening.com. Thank you. And please do that directly, because when you write in through the broadcast, sometimes we don't get all of your we don't get all of your email address. So please, if you can drop me an email at jacqueline@youawakening.com. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Christine is writing in from the UK, and we will get to some call-in questions very soon. We're just working some with the write-in.
Kisses, Christine.
Yes, you two have been in touch. I know that. So she's asking, she says she's been listening to your download every night and feeling the massive energy and thanks you. And her question is, you know, merging with these massive energies, and she has a medical condition, a medical diagnosis that she's had on and off for several years. And her question really is, and I'm making it a little broader for others as well, is how can we use these activations, this cosmic moment, you know, to, she uses the concept rise above something like a medical diagnosis in the third dimension.
Well, I'm not sure that I'm fully getting the question, but the medical diagnosis is just in the third dimension. Well, three dimensions, one, two, and three. But we live in multiple dimensions. The Christ body is in 12. The light body is in 20. Right? And these are things that are readily known. You can search out on the internet, and various people have written about it. You have to search out the baby and get rid of the bathwater as you're reading that stuff. But yeah, it's there. We are multidimensional beings. So if you do this work now, and you do this work consciously, and you pass this work into the consciousness, then and the body just gives out before you can complete the process. Well, you'll be well into the process. It's in your consciousness. It will carry through into your next incarnation for you to complete it. I don't know if that's what she's saying. However, as we do these things, maybe you've noticed that people who are truly on a spiritual path, they age very slowly. They tend to have baby faces. They look young. And they tend not to get sick. There's different things that happen in a body that prevent certain illnesses and heal others, but not all of them. And it depends how far along one is, how critical one's body system is, as to whether this stuff will shift it around. So I hope I've covered the two parts to that answer. One is the long-term view beyond this incarnation, and the other is in this incarnation. It's not like you get real sick and you're just really, really bad off, and they say, oh, well, I'm going to go run for enlightenment now, and then my situation will be taken care of and I'll be healed. It doesn't always work like that. And sometimes the process, this enlightenment process, takes a long time, and the body gives out before we make it all the way. And that doesn't mean don't try. It means try. Get as far as you can if you feel motivated to be on the path. Because then your next incarnation, a lot of things will be a lot easier for you. Does that sort of answer it, Jacqueline?
Well, let's ask Christine that. She can write to us again. And Christine, I'd like to say that the opposite can happen too. I've worked with people with your diagnosis, and there have been healings that have come through in a matter of minutes. It takes, you know, a lot of things to set up that way, but miracles can happen, and they can happen very quickly. So have faith. Have faith. And I hope that we've addressed your question. Okay. Patricia, yes, there will definitely be a replay, which you're welcome to listen to. And for everyone to know, as soon as Scott finished with the prayer, thundering started in New York City. We'll take that as applause.
Or some much-needed rain.
Well, one or the other, or both. Angelica Angelica is asking a question. Perhaps you can tune in whether this is something that the entire audience would appreciate. She's saying, can you please do a healing for the third eye?
Okay.
She's writing in from Germany.
Okay. I'd have to know what you mean by a healing for the third eye. The third eye is a concept we have about our sixth chakra. It's the wisdom chakra. It's all about insight and foresight, and most people think it's just about prophecy. And everyone comes in with this chakra veiled. And as you do various things in life, veils are removed. And sometimes veils are removed by teachers, and sometimes they're just removed because you're ready to have them removed. And then you see more, and you can sense more, and you gain that divine wisdom which comes through this chakra. Prophecy is just a small piece of that. So I don't know what she really means by heal a chakra. Chakras are just energy wheels, so to speak. So if you'll write in a little bit more, then I can address it better.
Yes, Angelica, please just send an additional note, and I'll be looking for it. Thank you. Okay, I'm not sure the pronunciation. Zema or Zema from Cape Town, South Africa. And I'm going to take the liberty of kind of condensing the questions and making them a bit more general. First, she's very appreciative of the replay and has been listening. And she said that she had a disconnect to all her healing energy techniques in December 2012. And has been letting it unfold since then. And we're wondering if you have any comments about that. The timing,
okay.
the healing gifts, and I'll speak for everyone, like how can we open to more healing gifts?
Yes. Without discussing this on a personal basis, what happens when somebody has a gift and they feel energy? What they're feeling is their resistance to the energy, not the energy itself. And then people who work with that then are able to start discerning different resistances in their bodies, in their fields, and associating it with different kinds of energy, like divine love, divine joy, divine peace, etc., other things as well. Other things in other people's body systems and being able to see and read and hear. And what happens if somebody has those gifts, that doesn't make them on a spiritual path, it's just a psychic gift of some sort. And if you are on a spiritual path, then what happens is you're purifying yourself, you're clearing yourself, and all that resistance gets lifted out over time, over processes. And then, all of a sudden, energy, which you always associated with one thing, doesn't feel like it used to feel anymore because you don't have any resistance in you anymore. It's a sign of growth. And it happens to a lot of people on a spiritual path who have gifts before they start. So that's one thing that happens. Another thing that happens is some people get overconfident. And the inertia that holds us all back, that's sort of like, doesn't want us to progress, this inertia that feeds on all of our fears and angers and jealousies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What happens is we get a little bit too cocky, we get a little bit too self-assured, we lose our humility, so to speak, our genuine humility. And what happens then is that it just stops. It gets turned off so that you can't do any harm to anyone. And you can't do harm to yourself with these gifts. So that's another thing that happens with this. So, and there's other things that can happen along the lines also with gifts that come and go. Sometimes, well, I can relate to myself. I was reading a book, I don't even remember which one, and this was back in the mid to late 80s. And back then I was really into Jim Monroe's UBEs, you know, out-of-body experiences, and I was reading books along those lines, and I was doing things to improve my sight, my inner sight, and I had a vision, and it freaked me out. It wasn't a bad vision at all, but just that I had it and that it was so clear totally freaked me out. And so unconsciously, I turned that gift off. And it's only till now, here we are in 2015, that the last couple of years, it's slowly coming back to the level that it once was. And so that's another thing that can happen. So without talking with you personally, it would be hard to discern what's going on with you. But those are three possible things, and there's other things that can happen with gifts that come and go. But I think that's most of it.
Thank you. And we did get a message back from Angelica in Germany. This was, she's the person who raised the question about could there be a meditation or an activation for the third eye? And she said that it's to open her third eye. And she believes someone closed it.
Ah, okay. Opening and closing chakras, I firmly don't believe in that. We can activate chakras, which means turn them on, but allow the chakras to open and close by themselves. So tapping into you, Angelica, and others, this is what I highly recommend. And I'd like you to get, doesn't have to be the highest quality, but I'd like you to get an essential oil of frankincense and a essential oil of sandalwood. And the way I do it is I use my ring fingers, just because that's the tradition in Buddhism and Hinduism. You don't want to apply oils with your index finger, because that's the ego finger. You know, there's all little rituals and everything we do, isn't there? So I put just less than a drop of sandalwood oil on one ring finger and less than a drop of frankincense oil on the other ring finger. Well, I usually do it just one at a time anyway. And I rub that oil into the third eye prior to meditation. And then I rub the other oil on and merge the two oils together, rubbing it around on that third eye area, which is a very small area. And it's between your eyebrows. It's not up in the middle of your forehead somewhere. And then what I do is I take the leftover oils and I rub it on my wrist chakras, you know, those minor chakras on the wrist, and then just rub the two wrists together, often like you'll see women do with perfume. And then if you want, you can smell those merged oils from your wrists, because it's kind of hard to smell it on your forehead. and just enter into a meditation and use any technique from any teacher you want. All I ask is that you activate the base chakra, which is a simple thought, and then take your consciousness, tell your consciousness, you are your consciousness. Just choose to be in the center of the core of being. Boy, I wish I had a nickel for every time I said that. But if you do that, if you meditate from there, you're going to have better meditative experiences anyway. That's for everyone. And the mixing of these two oils on that third eye is unbelievable. And I think I think that will help you with what you're wanting. In fact, I'm getting that I know that it'll help you with what you're wanting.
Thank you. Thank you for being so explicit with that. And for everyone else who may have the same interests, and I sense that there could be many. Okay. Let's go to a live caller. And I'm calling on someone right now from Ontario, Canada. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Can you say your name?
Yes, it's
Hi.
Wilma. And Scott knows I'm going to be really nervous asking this question because I pressed star 2 to ask this at the beginning of the call, knowing that he's going to admonish me is probably not the right word to use. But then when you went through that whole gold and silver thing, it opened up a whole other thing because I have been so aligned with the Sacred Heart of Jesus my entire life. And I've spoken to you about the gold images that I see myself visualizing, which are two separate things, but they appear to be two different paths. So I'm going to discuss that with you on a one-on-one, I think, Scott. But my question is, the activations the other night were absolutely awesome. I felt so much alignment with my true self, and I truly felt I understand more about being in the center of the core of my being. The reason why I thought you were going to give me a hard time is that there's something in me that's, and I know you hate when people say this to you, there's something in me that's still not missing, that's connected. And I've been working so hard on clearing myself. And when you said the word earlier when you were answering someone's question about resistance, I had a hit on that. So it's not that I have to clear myself of something. It's something in me that's resisting. But I don't know what I'm resisting. Are you laughing yet?
I don't hear him laughing. Go ahead.
I love you so much. I'm so thankful to all of my calls.
Oh.
You're like Canadian groupie. I just really, really appreciate it. And this is a really important call. And there is no admonishing. And no, I don't hate when people say certain
things. Oh, no, I was just, I was just teasing when I said that. I just knew, I knew there's a part of you that thinks I should already,
But the other people listening to the call don't know that.
Okay,
so I just
sorry.
Not a problem, don't be sorry. Right? No blame, no shame, no guilt. Let's just move forward.
Well, the one thing I love about you, Scott, is you can speak honestly. Anyone can speak honestly to you, and you will be honest right back. So I love that about you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's why I know I can ask the questions. Good. Well,
I'm forgetting what the question
happened?
Is. What is the question?
The question you're asking is, what's up with this resistance? How can I get rid of it?
Exactly.
How do I know when I'm done purifying? How do I know when I'm done clarifying? How do I keep, why do I have to keep purifying? Why do I have to keep clarifying? Isn't there anything else? Excellent question.
And I'm sure Wilma's speaking for many.
Oh, absolutely. And the answer is all you have to do is be. Be whatever is in your path to be. If you're a disciplined person in doing some kind of a yoga, whether it's a yoga of like turning your body into a pretzel or a yoga of meditation or a yoga of other kinds of sadhana, maybe you do mantras, maybe you like singing hymns, maybe you do Christian prayer work, whatever it is. Maybe you have that discipline of working in a soup kitchen and helping those in need. Well, that's all a wonderful thing. Maybe you're into the devotion and the prayer, whatever it is, just do whatever it is that you feel called to do. As you meditate, as you call these energies in, as you do the three breath technique, each time you do these things, faster frequencies come in, and the energy takes care of the energy. You don't have to worry about it, unless you want to, and that slows your progress. And it's all a choice. Mm-hmm. So leave them alone, and they'll come home wagging their tails behind them, kind of thing. And just keep doing what you're doing. Do the meditations. Do the energy work. Do your seva. Do whatever it is in your sadhana, your daily spiritual practice. And the resistance goes away.
You hit the nail on, you know, can I just say, you hit the nail on.
Go ahead.
You hit the nail on the head. Yes, because there's a part of me that thinks everything is perfect and I should stop trying to fix. And there's the other part of me that thinks, but that can't be right. There has to be something else. So I think you've hit the nail on the head.
There you go. Just remember, I didn't make this up. It's called a bootstrap path. As you help other people, larger hands will come along and pull you up by the bootstraps so that you can help more people.
Oh, I love that.
It's just the nature of the process. It's been going on for millennia of millennia. And that's just the way it works. Now, sometimes there are blocks that happen in people and they get stuck and whatever. And, yeah, there's various techniques and practices we can do to get rid of specific stuckness. But it's how can we talk about all the different kinds of stuckness in a call like this? But I'm so glad you asked that question, actually, because people just feel that, well, I can't write my book yet because I'm not such and such yet. I can't do this yet because I'm not perfect yet. I can't do energy work because I'm not healed yet. I can't do this because that. Do you hear that pattern in there?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so many, many, many people are plagued by this pattern. And my answer is, I'll steal from President Obama. Yes, you can. Because as you heal more and more people, you get healed. It's the way it works. You can only purify yourself to a certain point. And no person is an island. I'm just quoting all these idioms so that you realize you've heard it all before. But now maybe you're getting a deeper understanding of it. You can't do the whole process by yourself. It requires us to interact. How can you become part of the oneness by yourself? You have to go from I, me, mine consciousness into a we, us, ours consciousness. That collective consciousness then allows you to grow into that oneness consciousness. Excellent question.
Thank you. I got so much from that. Thank you so much. I hope everybody else did too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's move on to California. Answering a 310 caller. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name? Hi.
This is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Well, hi, Denise. And I must say that a 310 caller is a whole lot better than a 911 caller.
Well, I am actually in Santa Fe, New Mexico, believe it or not. It's just a number that's moved with me. I had an interesting experience. I've listened to the replay a few times. Thank you so much. Just incredible. We ended up getting a hike diverted yesterday that ended up going to some very weird place that was like a war zone. It was creepy. And I didn't realize until we were way up in these mountains that I felt like people had died there and their souls were still there. They hadn't gone into the light and they were trying to latch on to me. So I stayed in meditation a lot of it, and when I came back, I listened to the replay a few times. So my question is about our sovereignty and maintaining the integrity of who we are, no matter what's going on around us, and staying focused, centered, balanced, cleared, as your work. I wonder if you could speak to that, whether it be that kind of, you know, really unusual situation or anywhere else, you know. You walk into a mall with, you know, chaotic energy. How to best maintain our own energy integrity?
Thank you. Great question.
I'd love to speak to that a little bit. You know, I'm one of those guys that was given a lot of gifts and freaked out a lot. Oh, am I still here? There was a click. Did I disconnect?
You're here.
No, okay. I'm here.
Okay. So, yeah, I just want to make sure we didn't lose the call. So, when I was a little kid, one of the things that used to happen, happy-go-lucky kid, I would walk into a mall, and actually they were outdoor malls where I was, and I'd walk around the mall, walk into some of the department stores, S. Klein's, Lit Brothers, yes, I'm an old guy, aren't I? And I would walk into these places, and I would just pick up other people's feelings. Well, as a kid of 7 years old, 8 years old, 9 years old, nobody talks about any of this stuff. My mother had some abilities, and she was deathly afraid of it, so she didn't really ever talk about any of it. So there I am, picking up all these other people's feelings, and by the time I'm halfway into the mall, I'm ready to kill someone. I'm just feeling awful and angry and mean and whatever it was that I picked up from someone else. And as a child, I didn't know that it wasn't me. How do you know when it's you and when it's not you? So here's,
exactly.
Here's what I suggest. When you're in the center of the core of being, what happens to the monkey mind? What happens to all those thoughts? Try it right now and tell me. Just tell yourself
just,
to be in the center of the core of being.
Right. They're not there.
They're not there. And what happens to the emotions?
There is none.
Correct.
I'm just being.
There you are. So in the center of the core of being, it's a distraction-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
The only other energy that can affect you in the center of the core of being is energetic. So what we can do is we can cut the cords. So if we cut the cords and we're in the center of the core of being, boom, we're not going to get the distractions. Another thing that some people are able to do, this is a little bit more advanced, we have antennae, and they come out sort of in the back of the head along that occipital ridge, one on the left and one on the right.
Uh-huh.
And if you consciously rein those in, pull those in, you won't pick up as much. And the other way is true as well, the converse. If you consciously choose to extend your antennae, you can pick more up and have better reception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So my first way of doing it would be to be in the center of the core of being, and if you accompany it with that, with the base chakra, just telling it to be active, then right there and then, that's going to end the bulk of it. There's so many thoughts floating around out there, and they're not even our thoughts. There's just a thought floating by. We grab onto it. We turn it into a story. We all do that. So in the center of the core being, that all goes away.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel when you're in the center of the core being?
At peace, of course, yeah.
So if you can go about life at peace with your eyes open, would that be a good thing?
Of course.
Should we write a law that all politicians in every country have to be in the center of the core being before they can write it?
Well, then you can't lose part of yourself if you're not out there. You're in there. Right?
ask.
There you go. There you go.
Right.
And I think that'll help. That'll help you maintain that, what you're calling your personal integrity.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, if there are a lot of beings out there that need help, well, then you can always choose to help them and let them move on. Right.
Which
I attempted to do.
I mean, to the best of my ability, I assisted them to show them where the light was, to direct them into the light that they were stuck and they could leave now, you know, kind of thing.
And did you feel that it was effective?
Not really. I kind of got a little scared, and I felt like I was getting compromised a little bit, and I didn't feel my arms. I felt like they were trying to take over me, and so I had to, you know, it was a little scary. And just staying in my core center would, you know, was difficult. So, but I understand the process better now. You know, it wouldn't have happened unless I was able to be of assistance, right? So.
Right. So if you want, I can help you with that. You know, just that one thing, clearing these lost souls. I've done that with others. And if any are on the call, you can certainly write a little note in or connect with Jacqueline and let her know. And just connect with me. We'll take care of it. It'll take all of 10, 15 minutes. No big deal.
Okay. That sounds good.
Because it's better for the planet when those kinds of beings are moving on as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. Scott, why don't you talk about your special offer now?
Let me bring it up. We'll get back
and see if we can handle a few more questions. But the personal work is something that we do, you know, via session. So why don't you describe how that looks, how you go about that?
Sure. Well, the energy in me is shifting so that I can answer this appropriately. Because there was a lot of energy for that last answer. So I do work with people on an individual basis. And the way I work it, it's whatever they want. I support people on their path, their way, and I just help them with it. Whatever it is they're wanting. One student said that I was a spiritual Santa Claus and just gave them all kinds of gifts, you know, whatever they wanted. I just asked. And that's sort of what it is. So I support you on your path. It's all about having that respect for your choices, for your religious affiliations, for your spiritual beliefs, and all of that. And I just help people get from A to B or from A to Z, whatever they choose. And I'm offering at a much reduced cost a 2-hour session, and a lot can happen in 2 hours, so that you get a feel for this work. You can certainly get help right there in that session. I'm at a loss for words. Jacqueline, do you want to say anything else about that?
You're great. Scott's exceptionally generous. You've heard how he's handled the questions, how much has been given in the activations. I think if there's a specific issue and you feel called, reach out to Scott. Because it's a generous offer. A lot can be accomplished. And the focus is 100% on you. Whether it's something up in the moment, like Denise's experience, you know, being unsure what happened and was her system compromised, perhaps like Angelica's concern. She wrote later that she felt she was the subject of a black magic attack, you know, as a healer, and
then, you know, did not have her ability to scan, like with the third eye, you know, any of these situations and much more. You know, if you're in a relationship and if you're, you know, having real questions or difficulties, if, you know, prosperity, health, whatever, Scott, I believe, is really best at helping you make that clear, strong spiritual connection yourself. And out of that can flow many, many positive outcomes, whether that's on the prosperity front, whether it's on the career front, you know, relationship, whether it's just, you know, I'm going to prioritize myself and my life and accelerate my next evolutionary step with expert support, you know, that's what's really being offered here. So I think what Scott's saying is, I know what Scott is saying is that whatever the issue, if you feel drawn to work with him, whatever the issue is, where you work. And the core of his work, no pun intended, is really helping you to get to the core of yourself, your own divine core.
Yes.
And to anchor that and from that place, mm-hmm. Yes, many things can happen.
Yes. So many students want to enhance their gifts and they want to bring in their advanced gifts, and I've helped them do those things and refine them so that they can work with them and understand them and stuff like that. So we do that. What I'm looking for is people who want to do things like what I do. They won't be able to do it the way I do it because I have my gifts and they have their gifts. But I'm looking for students also that I can help more people help more people, if that makes any sense.
Leverage.
And just share the light.
Yeah, we are really living in special times of accelerated evolution. And that's what Scott's work is all about. And Scott, how about if I give you a little bit of a break? I'm going to describe your second offer for you. And you can interrupt me.
I don't have the list.
And you can interrupt me if you feel like I'm going off track. How's that?
Perfect.
Okay. Because I've known that you've been very focused in reading energies, clearing energies. And guess what, guys? You know, we've been running energy this whole phone call. So even if it sounds like we're having a little chat or a little lecture, it's still happening for you. Okay, offer two. It's a set of 9 recorded energy sessions, over 7 hours worth of materials, and the first is being a living expression of grace, and all of this is can be found by just going to the webcast page and clicking on special offer, or if it's later on and you're going to the replay page, same thing, just find Scott and click on special offer. So we're talking about offer 2 right now. It's being a living expression of grace. And it's the idea of being in alignment with Source, in a state of grace, guided and accepting the guidance of your soul. The next one is about communing with your higher self. And that's the whole idea. That's much of what we've been talking about in these last 2 sessions. It's about enhancing your experience with your higher self so you can more fully and completely be the expression without distraction. So pivotal. And of course, all of these calls, even if they sound like lectures, are packed with activating frequencies. The next one is healing nature consciousness. And that's about the energetic state, the consciousness, your own innate ability to heal. So we're talking
actually
about your...
what that is.
Excuse me?
If I can interrupt. If I can interrupt. The healing nature consciousness is an energy session. All of these are energy sessions. None of them are lectures. So the healing nature consciousness brings you into a state to enhance your own innate ability to heal yourself, right? I wrote that it's your own healing nature, your natural state, which goes far beyond the immune system, right? And it's a very, very, very powerful session. So that's what that one's about.
And I think that's of interest to a lot of people. And the next one is getting unstuck. Do you want to describe these, and I can just give you the titles here, or shall I continue?
I could.
Have you had your rest?
It's okay. Yeah, the energy was flowing really strongly through me, and thank you for recognizing that. So getting unstuck, you know, the highlights is about becoming energetically unencumbered. Allowing the stuff to flow. So clearing away that stuff that no longer serves you as you progress on your path, right? So it's disconnecting emotional attachments, and it's clearing out energetic blocks, and it's all this kind of stuff. It's getting unstuck, creating a free-flowing channel within, to allow new universal energies to work with you and without getting stuck. So that's the whole thing. If you get unstuck, then new energies can come in. Energy needs to flow, if that makes any sense.
Of course it
does.
And
we actually introduce new energies into the body system after we do the unstucking.
Unstucking. Okay. Being at peace with yourself. Let's hear about that.
Basically, rather than focusing on, oh my God, I have to get rid of this resistance, blah, 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 like we talked with Wilma, we can just set aside all that stuff. And then we can just be with our own true nature. And in that process, in this energy session, which is only a half hour, most of my sessions tend to run longer than that, you experience this really, really deep inner peace. And please don't listen to any of these while you're driving.
Good point. Take care of yourself. And the next one is letting go of fear.
Well, that's sort of...
Sums
it's
it up.
Yeah, really. It's like, what is fear? What does it do to our energy? Why does it affect us the way it affects us? By watching it do it and then getting rid of it. Simple enough.
Releasing. Okay, emotional and mental freedom.
Well, there you go. So many people have mental bodies that are way out of balance with the rest of the system, and that causes problem. Other people have emotional bodies that are really inflamed, right? And they cause an effect on every choice that the person makes. So I wrote some examples of some of these things, like being able to concentrate at work, dealing with your kids, doing simple house chores, being able to get to sleep. And what this is it takes you through, and some people have used this particular energy session multiple times because they're getting rid of layers and layers of stuff. And it's a very simple process and allows you that freedom. How, just simple.
Beautiful.
Enough, right?
Breaking through your barriers.
We all have barriers. We all have limitations. What we don't all realize is that they're self-imposed, but we do create them. It's just natural. We create them because they serve a purpose. But what happens when you created a barrier when you were 7 years old, and now you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and that barrier's still there because you never took it down. And now all of your patterns have created habits all affecting that the energy flow through your system. So the question is, are these barriers that were one time necessary, are they still serving you? So I created an energy session. Well, I was told to create an energy session, and through me, it just creates this stuff so that you can experience yourself without the barrier. And if you like it without the barrier, then we can transmute and replace the barriers energetically. It's a really powerful little thing. I tried to, Jacqueline, knowing your audience, I tried to pick some of the more poignant sessions to put in this grouping.
Thanks, and you did a nice job of it. And one more, activating the heart chakra. We like that.
What can I say? this is one of, it's just a very, very powerful, if I'm doing an activation, trust me, it's a real activation. And as I said, it's not me doing it. So the concept of this is to understand that center of the core of being that I keep talking about, right? Clear out stuff and then expand the divine energy that you allow into the heart chakra and allow it in fully. Then we have the heart chakra activation. It, what it does is it integrates a larger bandwidth of divine Shakti, divine energies. So if you only have a certain set of frequencies that you allow through, we're sort of reaming it clean. And so now you have a broader, wider band of frequencies that can be allowed through the heart chakra. And that then you can experience yourself fully. And I wrote that you allow these energies to expand throughout your body system. And it's like a wow.
Does this get back to the silver path?
This is good on both paths. This, what this has to do is just allowing certain frequencies that are being blocked to come through without having to look at it, without having to discuss it, without having to analyze it. Because I really don't believe in analysis paralysis that so many of us go through. I know I've gone through that. It's not very helpful. So what if there's a way to just have it go away without needing to understand it or know what it does? But this just opens up wider. And some of you are starting to sense it and feel it now, even in my voice, that the heart just starts to open more naturally and allow more frequencies through. It's not the heart chakra opening, it's the bandwidth of frequencies that are allowed that's opening, that's increasing. The heart chakra remains the same in this. Chakras
Beautiful.
Open and close by themselves, yeah.
Beautiful. And Scott really has tuned in on what really could be the most helpful of all of his recordings. And this is a group of 9 energy sessions, and they are energy sessions, over
yeah.
7 hours of activation. So if you like what you got the other night, here's more for your personal library. And the retail value is $450, and our special price for you right now is $97. So thank you, Scott, for pulling all that together.
And Jacqueline, thank you for taking this moment to discuss this. Thursday night was just so powerful and so intense that none of us were even thinking of any of this.
Yeah, it occurred to me afterwards, oh, we forgot to. That's a first. But you know what? It didn't, just like the questions didn't feel appropriate, we were in the space that it didn't feel like the right time to talk about the detail of the sessions either. So I think it really was for the best. And in the meantime, we have more questions. Are you up for it, or do we need to call
it
a day?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so you got to give me a second to catch up because I've been on different pages.
Yep, time's up.
Laura sent a beautiful note, and she said this is exactly what she experienced with her heart chakra. She can't express her gratitude for that love. Love you both. Very sweet. Hallie, no more barriers. Great clearing. I wish I could stay there. I'm going fast to the habitual doing. What to do not to. Okay. I'm not sure. I understand. People, I think what's really happening is, Scott, as we went through the different recordings, just the voice and just the discussion, people are actually receiving some of the activation.
Yeah, that was my point. In my process, in my studies, internal and external, what happened to me is that energy, which normally flows into us, as part of my process, energy just started flowing out all the time. And if I want to feel energy, I have to focus on the energy in order to become aware of it. You know, stuff's coming in. But energy is constantly, constantly flowing out. And where's it flowing out from? You guessed it. The center of the core of being. A very special place. Everything that ever is, was, or will be is right there. Right there. And so that's how all this energy just keeps passing through and coming out. And I just feel so honored to be able to do this for people.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. And that's what a lot of people are writing in to say. So I am again scanning through questions here, and Angelica wrote to us, she says,
Angelica wrote to us. Well, thank you, Angelica.
Okay, honestly, I'm not clear. She said, I did all of this and made it every day, and so I think she's referring to, but I'm not sure, the frankincense and the sandalwood that you were talking about. Angelica, if you want to clarify. And then she said again in another message, yes, I did this too. Thank you. Okay, so she wants to clarify. I hope she does. Okay, we have a question unidentified.
She wants to clarify her Ajna chakra is what she wants to clarify.
Okay.
I'm just joking.
Yes, I know. and I'm multitasking here. we have an unidentified question coming in. Would you recommend listening to the 9 energy sessions over and over again, and will it continue to work more and more?
Well, it won't work more and more. It'll work differently. As you go through your process, you'll be more, you're willing, it's a choice. You're willing to give up certain things at certain times, and it's a conscious choice. However, your conscious includes the subconscious and unconscious. So sometimes even though you're saying, oh, give it up, give it up, give it up, the subconscious or the unconscious is saying, no way, Jose. So as you go through them, whatever you're ready to part with goes in that moment. So it's not that it helps you more and more. It's that it's clearing away different things at different times according to you on your path. That's the way all of my work is designed. Does that answer that?
I hope it does, yes. And Liyako from New York City said she'd like to have her energy field clear and lift up other attached energy, spirit to God light. Now I know we did a lot of activations on Thursday, and we've been running energy throughout this whole call, and you've just described your special offer. Is there anything you'd like to say to her on that?
Well,
or is there a very short process that everybody could benefit from?
Well, why don't I just do that? We've already discussed 9 different ways where you can do that in this those MP3s that you can listen to. But what was her name again?
I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. It's Liyako Liyako.
And where's she from?
New York City.
Okay.
She's the one that reported
okay.
to us it was thundering
okay,
and
her.
Then that it was
I
raining.
Okay, I got her. Not a problem.
But I thought you wanted the weather report.
No. If she allows that energy I just sent her specifically in, boom, she'll get it. It's all easy. All there is energy. You know, I could talk for hours and hours and days and weeks. We could do incredible symposium about how all this works. But how it works is not important. You don't need to know how a car works in order to drive. So I prefer the approach of, well, how do we make it work? What do? We came into this body system, this unlimited thing, our consciousness, took on limitations so that we could be in a human body system, and it didn't come with a manual. So now we're just trying to figure it all out. So I try to look at it from the side, from the work that I do, of, well, let's just make it work. Let's just do it. Not how does it work or why does it work. Let's just be in that better state of being, if that makes sense.
Thank you. And I'm wondering, Scott, I know we've taken a lot of time and more than we planned, and, you know, I know that this can be quite intense for you. What if I gave you just 2 or 3 more questions and we did real simple answers? Is that possible?
As many as you want. I allotted till 3 o'clock my time. I think you're the one who needs to leave sooner, and it doesn't matter. Whatever you'd like to choose, Jacqueline.
Okay.
I want to support and serve your community as best I can.
Thank you.
And my community hopefully has dialed in as well.
Our community. Rudy from Cape Town is saying greetings, and he's referring to our call from the other evening. And he's saying, in the clearing process, you suggested to use astral hands to disperse debris. And he's saying, why not etheric hands?
Because in the way I was taught and the way I've seen, through our body system, our emotional body, for instance, is just this glob of energy that's ever shifting, ever changing. The colors are shifting and changing. Aura photos are basically that. The mental body the same. The causal body starts to have structure. Then you get to the astral body. And the astral body, in the way I see it, and everybody defines these different bodies to be different, but the way I see the astral body, it's the one that looks the most like a human body. It's the one that gives me the visions of people that have multiple arms like one of those Hindu murtis. And that's just the way I perceive that. The etheric body starts to be more structural with the sacred geometries as well as energetic. So I don't see the etheric body as having a hand. And maybe we're just discussing semantics, because so many people have written so much using different words to describe the same things. So that's how I view it. That's why I said astral hands. And what we were doing is we were basically just pushing, squeegeeing, because if you sweep, you leave things behind. But if you squeegee, all of the thoughts up the left side and up the right side of the physical brain outside the skull, so that it's though these astral hands, if you will, are in that prayer mudra where your palms are together, fingers up, thumbs together, you know, etc. the classic praying hands, above the head. That was that space. And that's amazing space when you're meditating as well, which is why I mention it now. And I think that's why that pose is in so much classical dance from that area of the world. And Rudy, thank you so much for asking and allowing me to share that with people.
Thank you. And Katarina writes in from Portugal. And she says that she's been really deeply interested in, I think it was our call the other night, she said, in this webcast and the information. And that yesterday, after listening to the activations, her right ear, she uses the word cracked twice. And she referenced our response to a call the other evening. Any sense for her and for anyone else who, when they're listening to these activations, either hear a high-pitched tone or have what she describes as a crack in her right ear?
What she's describing as a crack is what you described, Jacqueline, as a pop.
Okay.
Is what I'm getting. And, you know, rather than discuss the ear so much, when you're going through these energy sessions, we're taking frequencies and putting it into the physical body, this physical crystalline structure. And in fact, even the subtle bodies have structure to them, as we just talked about. Well, stuff's going to happen. Just think of Ella Fitzgerald and the goblet, and it shatters, right? So we're doing it. We're trying to change the bodies. So all different kinds of things can happen. And so I'm suggesting just allow it. Sometimes people will get a mild headache that a few minutes after they're done just dissipates and goes away. Other people have more exciting, dramatic, elating kind of things. It, you know, each person's body system is different in the way they're going to react to these very specific frequencies. And in the ears, as I've said before, what it is on one sense is that internal hearing doesn't happen through the ears. It happens sort of like a radio frequency. And your brain is being the tuner, the receiver. And the frequencies in your brain are adjusting so that you can receive and later learn how to understand what's being sent to you. Sometimes the energy coming in that sounds like this white noise, these high-pitched whistles in your ears, which I have right now, this very moment, what's happening is that this something is being sent to you. Sort of like a rote ball in James Monroe's work, where it's just information that you don't need in the moment, but you're going to need. It's just being downloaded so that when you need it, you have it less than instantaneously. And so these are the kinds of things that I've observed with frequencies in the ears. And hopefully that answers the question.
Thank you. Great answer. And Liako, and I apologize to you if I'm saying your name incorrectly, from New York City, wrote in and said, thank you, thank you, thank you. My body was moving circle motion clockwise for a while and just stopped now.
Yeah, because she allowed the torus of energy, yeah. Yeah, that was the woman that I took a moment to personally send her that shift.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so let's switch back.
Thank you for the confirmation. Oh, I was just saying thank you, Liako, for that confirmation.
Yes, thank you. Okay, I'm going to take a Skype caller now. Hello, can you give us your name?
This is me.
Can you give us your name and address your question to Scott?
Carolina, is it me?
Thank you.
Are you talking to me?
Yes. How can we help you?
Oh, Hello, Scott. Hello, Jacqueline. I would like some help to work as a healer. Well, I'm 41 and I've been trying to become a healer and to have a baby, but I thought, well, perhaps I need to concentrate on having a baby and then to be a healer, but I think I have to do both things at the same time. Yeah. Is there anything you could
help with? Sure, I'd love to address some of that. If you think you have to do both at the same time, then guess what? You just created that so that you do have to do them both at the same time kind of concept. We have to be really careful when we talk about and have thoughts about I have to, I should, I could, and however you answer however you complete the sentence, I am blank, we have to be careful with that. Well, in personal sessions, I go through a number of techniques, the three breath techniques, balancing, aligning, centering, grounding your bodies, four different ways to transmit energy, clearing chakras, connecting outward from the base chakra to the logi, connecting to the all that is, working with the violet flame, sacred fire, golden flame, diamond white light, too much to discuss in a little call like this. But I work with these different techniques with people to help them on their path, however they would like to be. And it doesn't matter to me what kind of healer you want to be, whichever modality you're using, the techniques will help the energy flow through you better so that you will excel in that modality, whatever modality it is. And some people have studied certain modalities. And then what ends up happening is after going through some of this work, it shifts and they learn how to adjust the modality, which is just a structure for the healing anyway. And they adjust it and adapt it to their own body system so that they're able to more effectively heal their patients and their clients.
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem is not my healing. Go out and have clients. I've been kind of protecting myself, but all this time, every time I thought I was having a breakthrough, then I got scared again. I went back to my house. Mm. When I do the healings with friends or family members, they are very, very good. So that's not the problem. But I thought first I had to concentrate on having a baby because I think I was scared that if I was pregnant and I was going to do a session, that I would be influenced by if the client was very strong, negatively strong, mm-hmm. then that I would suffer from that.
Well, that's one thing that I teach you. I teach you how to cut those cords in between every session so that you don't take on any of your client's stuff and you don't share one client's stuff with another client and you don't share your stuff with clients. So that each client can heal purely as they need to heal in that moment. And what modality do you use?
Well, it's my own modality. I've done Reiki and...
Yeah, you're not doing Reiki. Okay, give me a moment and let me tap in and find out. Should you choose to become pregnant while you're doing your healings, the energy work that you're doing during the healings will not affect the fetus in any kind of negative way.
Okay.
I'm being told that. I'm being told to tell you that.
Thank you.
So if you choose to gift another soul a body system to live in, then that's a beautiful thing. And don't be concerned and don't worry about that.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that. I'm with IVF and all those things. So it's a very difficult time. I've been trying for 10 years. So it's not that, I choose to have a baby. So it's the fear of not having a baby that has me here, still not having a baby. So I thought, well, I have to just do and also begin with healing people and don't be afraid about that's going to affect the pregnancy when it finally occurs. So, so thank you very much for what you told me.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And if you can do something to drop the fear of not having a baby, it'll help you as well. Just drop that fear. Work on your fears. They create limitations. And thank you so much, Katarina,
for calling in. Thank you. Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much, Alfred, Jacqueline, for taking my call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for everything.
Okay.
And that goes for everyone.
Scott,
I'm sorry,
what did you say?
I was going to say, that goes for everyone. Fears create limitations. Limitations keep us constricted. And then the energy doesn't flow as well. It's just that simple.
Absolutely. So I'm going to call on one more person. And just a reminder that we've got a very big audience today, and we've asked to keep the questions universal. Not so personal, and if it is, you know, a kind of personally oriented question, you know, Scott may be answering it in a more general kind of way, just so that we're in service to all the people on the line. Okay, so I'm unmuting a caller with a 905 area code. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hi there. Can you give us your name?
Yes, beautiful. Thank you for calling on me, Jacqueline. Hi, Scott. I'm Caroline, who wrote in, Jacqueline, about my daughter. So I hear you that I have to keep it general. And on this call, so much information has come to me personally. I feel like I'm being talked to personally. Thank you so much, because I'm a healer as well and with so many gifts. But today I was guided to come on the call to ask. So let me see how I can put this. I'm asking for just general energy healing for my 25-year-old daughter, who is not taking responsibility for her children. And I know it just in putting it generally, everything will just fall into place. How do I help her? I think I just hold the light for her. And for my grandchildren who come to my mind all the time and say, where's mommy, grandma? Because they speak to me telepathically. And so I'm just going to leave it at that. My name is Caroline. Her name is Victoria, my daughter, that is. How do I help her?
Sure.
How do I help this situation? And such huge love to both of you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Important question.
Yes. Well, first of all, you can't help Caroline unless she wants help.
I'm Caroline.
You can't help your daughter.
Victoria.
You can't help. Sorry, I confused it. You can't help Victoria unless Victoria wants the help. You can't force things on people. Yeah. However, let me teach you and everyone out there techniques to help people with whom you're in relationship. Business relationship. Human relationship of any sort, family, whatever. There's many, many different ways of transmitting energy. And this one way can actually be developed and so that you can do remote viewing with it. But anyway, be in the center of the core of being and activate the base chakra. Just have the thought to activate.
Yes.
Don't visualize a switch turning on, none of that. Just tell it to do it. It's your chakra.
Yep.
And then in the center of the core of being, just be there for a moment. More than a moment. It's great if you don't come out. There's a tube between you and everyone with whom you have relationships. Different tubes. So if you bring up that tube now between you and Victoria, just by asking. Ask and you shall receive, right? It really is easier than people make it out to be. You're responsible for everything you put in your side of the tube. Victoria is responsible for everything she puts in her side of the tube. Whatever you put in the tube, she will receive, and what she chooses to do with it, she chooses to do with it. Everything that she puts in the tube, you will receive. And then what you do with it is your choice as well. We never get rid of free will choice. So if you could send her stuff, well, I'm getting that she won't allow divine love in. So don't use divine love because it'll be useless. So why don't we use divine healing and divine grace and your personal love and whatever else you'd like to send her. And everybody can do this with anyone they want that they have a relationship. And just send it through the tube. You can send to her your love, your nurturing, your caring, your support, that knowingness that she's not abandoned, that you're there for her, that you want to help if she wants help. Whatever you want to send. And I'm talking about you, Caroline, but this applies to absolutely everyone. Just pick someone and send it to the tube. Send through the tube. Now, some people develop the ability to look through the tube, and they'll actually see what the other person is doing right then and there in the moment, what they're wearing. I've even had students right there in the middle of a session call the other person to verify that what they were seeing was what was happening. Amazing stuff, this. So just send it to her. Keep sending it. Okay. Now pause, Carolyn. Just pause. And I want you to be in a receiving mode so that you're focusing and not fantasizing about what's coming back. But you're focusing on what's coming back to you through the tube right now in this moment. Can you feel anything coming back to you? Maybe you're feeling something and you don't understand what it is. That's okay. That's the skill we develop.
What I'm getting from her is, I can't now, Mom. I can't.
So then you have to be okay with that answer, mm-hmm. because she is an independent soul with the right to choose. Now, choose one of your grandchildren.
Okay.
And do the same. Send them whatever you'd care to send them and see what you receive back. Isn't this a good technique?
It is.
It's only been around for a few million years.
And the grandchild is open to divine love, yes?
Yes, he's 2 years old and she's 7, so they definitely are, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to do them one at a time, and yes. I'm getting those.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Divine love heals everything. But maybe they need more human stuff that they're not getting from the mother. So you can send them that sense of nurturing, that sense of support, that sense of caring. Whatever the opposite of abandonment is that they're getting from their mother. And you can send them that. And that gives their psyches an opportunity to grow in a very healthy way. And I'm glad we're taking time to do this little technique because it really works very, very well. And everyone can do it. Anyone can do it. We are not usurping free will choice. To usurp your free will choice is my definition of evil.
And so, from here, I'm seeing the lady who takes care of my grandson, so the new mother image that's in the picture, and it's a whole circle and cycle, right? Because she, even though they are accepting it from me and all that, and then I see her going, but this should come from your mother, and she needs the physical help because she has altogether now 4 children, so. It's a whole cycle, so I can only do what I can do, and then the energy will do, and thy will be done, right? And it'll all...
Well, yeah, everyone has their free will choice.
Right.
Right? If you're going to die and you're in a hospital and they want to do some procedure and you don't want that procedure, you can sign a form and not have that procedure. It's free will choice. Every soul is entitled to free will choice. And this tube system, it's amazing. It's amazing how clear it is. And the more you use it, the better you get at it. The clearer you see and sense. I like the word sense better than see. Mm-hmm. The better you sense mm-hmm. through it. You know, whatever your gifts are. Oh, cool. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. That was a very worthwhile
call. Thank you so very much for coming to me, for hearing me. Blessings and love and light. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. And just to prove your point, we have, remember Rudy from South Africa? Boy, I hope I'm right in assuming he's a man. I really don't know. It's R-U-T-Y. You plug my whole body into powerful electrodes, and it works like a factory. Wonderful. And then he says, I now hear you reading my question from the last call. Incredible.
Good. Thank you so much for that beautiful visualization. That was really great.
I sense one more question. This is something I thought of when Carolyn called in. And the question is, no name here, is... how do we heal our wounded child with the tube technique? Is this possible?
I don't know what they mean by their wounded child. If they're referring to a child within...
We're talking about the idea of an inner child.
Yes, the tube technique is not for that.
Yeah, the tube is for another person. So can we shift gears and talk about... you know, our own inner child went through some shutdown and some wounding and less than positive experience. How can we...
That whole concept of an inner child is wonderful, and it works really, really well for some people. And there's all different kinds of healing techniques to go through that. However... it is a technique of separation. because you're separating yourself and you're not owning the fact that you are indeed that inner child. And so if your inner child became needy, then you're the one who's needy now. And it's, you can't separate it and put it onto this child, you know what I mean, like that. So it all depends how your neural net is, which healing technique will work best for you. But for the overwhelming majority of people, if you truly forgive yourself, and I do forgiveness work, maybe we can have a talk about that sometime. But if you can truly forgive yourself, forgive all the people who have ever hurt you or wronged you in any way, for any reason, whether they knew it or not, and ask forgiveness from all the people you have hurt, whether you know you've hurt them or not. And own this inner child and realize that this inner child is you. Then some of the other techniques that I go into will very clearly take away the constriction that occurs in the crystalline structure to relieve that inner pressure, if you will, so that energy can flow better. And I speak in terms of energy because I speak in terms of the process towards enlightenment. But that's what happens. And you can clear all that stuff out, if that makes any sense. And
Thank you.
It is, I'm actually feeling your pain right now. So give me one moment here, Jacqueline, just a few seconds. There, that's a little bit better. Not so heady. And hopefully that'll help that person. Next.
And on this we close. The question, unidentified, is, the person who sent it in is unidentified, says, what is the most important thing that the universe would like us to know today?
You know, that's one of the things when I'm getting my students to practice connecting with inner guidance. I love that question.
It's so cool, yes.
I always use it, because you...
I think they saw your Buddha picture, I'm pretty sure.
So you can't get guidance if you can't receive guidance. You can't follow guidance. It can't be thy will be done if you can't hear thy's will. And... So I always do that with my students, usually towards the beginning of a session, and I really appreciate the humor in having that question come back to me. So give me a moment. Know that all is well, and know that you're on your path. Not everyone is a healer. Not everyone is seeking enlightenment. But you can choose to be better on your path and just be good to one another. Just help one another. Be cognizant of each other. Be supportive of one another. Be aware of each other. So that as you march along your path, the energies will continue to build and increase and flow through you regardless of your awareness of the path or not. Who is more spiritual? The person who joins a religion, becomes involved in the religion, becomes that priest of a religion, and just still continues to live their lives in the same way, and it's just a job? Or the person who's just living their life, doing no harm to others, and doing no harm to themselves, and just trying to live in peace with themselves and in peace with others. That being said, this was not meant for you to learn to judge. This is just meant to know that all paths are valid and all paths lead home. And that, once again, all is very, very well. More than you know. This life is just a moment for your consciousness, which passes through many lives in many places. And what you choose to do with your life and how you choose to live your life, those are your choices. Find that place of inner peace, of personal integrity, and don't judge others if they don't meet your standards, because know that they're just trying to be in peace and live their lives on their path, in their way. Allow things to unfold in front of you. Don't try to force things to happen and make things happen. Just set that intent that you would like it to happen, and then allow it to unfold. Some things take more time to unfold than others. And all is very, very well. Thank you so much for listening to this. Thank you so much for asking the questions today. Thank you so much for choosing to allow this energy, this divine Shakti, to pass through you right now, in this moment. So give me a moment of silence as I radiate out this gift to you, this blessing, this darshan, through me. From all that is, from the I Am, from my teachers, from those that are much more than me, allow this energy in. Allow it into your DNA. Allow your physical bodies to heal. Allow your emotional bodies to heal. Allow your mental bodies to heal. And choose life. Choose life and be good to one another so that you support each other's choice in life. That's all that it's really all about. Be well. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. And with this beautiful message, let's end for today. Your presence is so much appreciated, so welcomed. Feel free to share this message, this bonus call. And I hope that it really has been of benefit to you. Thank you, Scott. You know how much we love and appreciate you. And we look forward to having you back again. So until the next time, take care. Much love.
And I ask the listeners if they have any concepts or ideas they would like to base one of our shows on, please feel free to submit those suggestions, because we'd be happy to serve them in whatever way we can. And Jacqueline, thank you so much for allowing me to be a part and sharing your community with my community in this way.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So until the next time, everyone, take care. Much love.